When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? We are in August. August. So funny. I was talking to my niece the other day and she said, oh my gosh, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even like the word August because that means school's around the corner. I don't want to talk about it. And she has a twin sister who is already talking about her first day of school outfit. It's so funny. But listen, I can relate to my niece. I was the same way. I never liked school. I just didn't. When I was in school, back to school was right after Labor Day. So Labor Day was your like kickoff to like your school year and the end of summer and all those things. And now it's everybody starts in August and it's a whole month of people starting school. I saw a post the other day where people were talking about already having their first day of school. And I'm like, what? It's like the very beginning of August. It's crazy how different the school year is now. But I can relate to my niece. For me, obviously, it was September. But I could even go into August because we started at the beginning of September. So it was just once July was over, I felt like it was the decline. That's how I felt. And so when my niece said that, I'm like, wow, I can really relate to this girl right now. And I just, you get through it, but the end of summer was never fun. Unless you're one of those people who like school and there's plenty out there. None of my siblings disliked school like I did. But anyway, hopefully she won't have a bad year. Always hope for the best for her. But I can relate to those feelings. Anyway, today we're going to talk about radio frequency. I think this is a really interesting topic. RF has been, it's been around for like 20 years, and it's combined with microneedling. It can also just be done on its own. They have devices that you can use at home, and we're going to get into all of that. We're going to find out what works and what doesn't, and if it's good for everybody, and we're really going to get into it because I do find this a very interesting type of therapy. We're not allowed to do that here where I'm at, so I won't offer it in my office, but I don't know that I would anyway, because I do think it is similar to microcurrent where you kind of have to keep up with it. And so getting people to come into your treatment room, especially at the beginning, as often as they would need to, that makes it harder. And not everybody has that kind of time or money or whatever. So sometimes that's when an at-home device is good. It works. It's better. And that's how I feel about microcurrent and radio frequency is definitely there with it. And it might take longer for you to get the results at home because the devices are usually not as strong, but you'll get there just the same. And in the end, save money. So anyways, why don't we just get into it? Okay. Okay. Radio frequency. Let's talk about it. So radio frequency, which I'm going to refer to as RF because I don't want to keep saying radio frequency, but it is also referred to radio frequency skin tightening. And it's a non-surgical method of, you guessed it, tightening the skin. The procedure involves using energy waves to heat the deep layer of your skin known as the dermis. This heat stimulates the production of collagen, which we all want more of since we start losing it as we age. Thermalift was the first type of RF available for skin tightening, but now there's a lot more companies out there with a similar technology as with everything that always happens, obviously. So some of the most common types of systems that you'll see in the United States are, I don't know how to pronounce it, Exilis or Exilis, E-X-I-L-I-S, Profound RF, Thermage, and Thermi. each type of technology works the same way. So it doesn't matter what device you're getting. But of course, there's always, I mean, it's like going to the grocery store and you can get the store brand Cheerios or you can get General Mills Cheerios. General Mills is going to be more what you're used to. You might like that taste. It's going to be a little bit of a higher quality, but that doesn't mean that the store brand is bad. Each type of technology works the same way. As I just said, RF waves heat the deep layer of your skin and that heats it between 122 and 167 Fahrenheit, which would be 50 to 75 Celsius. Studies have found that maintaining a temperature over 115 degrees Fahrenheit, 46 degrees Celsius, for over 3 minutes causes your body to release heat shock proteins. These proteins stimulate your body to create new collagen fibers. All right, so what are radio frequency waves? RF waves are a form of radiation. Don't get nervous. Hold on. Radiation is the release of energy in the form of electromagnetic waves. It can be classified as low energy or high energy, depending on the amount of energy released. X-rays and gamma rays are examples of high energy radiation, while RF waves are considered low energy. Radio waves, Wi-Fi, and microwaves are all forms of RF waves, which is low energy, which is much better than high energy. The form of radiation used in RF skin tightening releases about 1 billion, that's with a B, times less energy than X-rays. So this is not to be of concern for the most part, unless you are just extra concerned about the radio waves and the Wi-Fi and the microwaves, and then you're adding this, you know, radio frequency. And, you know, so if that's all a concern of yours, then maybe it would be. But in the grand scheme of things, you're going to probably be fine. Benefits. We know skin tightening. The primary benefits of RF therapy are tightening your skin and get rid of wrinkles. Now, when you tighten your skin, you're obviously going to soften those wrinkles. However, RF therapy may also help fight some damage due to its ability to stimulate the production of collagen. So, exposure to UV rays can cause the collagen fibers in your skin to break down and become disorganized. A 2011 study found that 3 months of RF treatment led to clinically significant improvements in a small group of people with just mild to moderate signs of sun damage, which is almost everybody. It can also be used for the body. RF therapy may help tighten loose skin on your body by stimulating the production of collagen. A 2017 study found that 24 of the 25 people who underwent 5 to 8 sessions, I always get annoyed because I'm like, can we be more consistent? Can we just do 5 sessions or can we do 8 sessions? Anyways, those people went through RF therapy sessions, saw an improvement in their body shape. 23 people were happy with their results. 23 out of 25, not so bad. All right, so let's talk about face contouring. One small study looked at the effect of RF combined with pulsed electromagnetic treatment for 8 weeks. The researchers found significant improvement in facial skin laxity in all 11 participants, and 73% of them had improvements in facial contour. Okay, let's talk about wrinkles and fine lines. A 2008 study looked at the effect of RF therapy on wrinkles around the eyes of 70 middle-aged women. The researchers found that 3 treatments over 6 weeks significantly reduced their wrinkles. Okay, so what about RF for face slimming? That's what I would love. RF treatment has the potential to be used as a non-surgical method of slimming your face. A 2017 study looked at the effect of using RF therapy to break down fat in the lower face of 14 middle-aged Asian women. After 5 weeks, more than 90% of the women had a reduction in fat and 60% were satisfied or very satisfied with their results. The only side effect observed was mild redness several hours after the procedure. Who cares, right? I mean, I would get an RF device simply for the face slimming. That's amazing. So let's talk about the dangers. Are there any? Not really. If the procedure is incorrectly performed, it's possible to get burned. That is more if you're going to leave it on one spot. But this goes back to if you're going to get this professionally done, I always say, do your research. Make sure you go to somebody who knows what they're doing. I think it's your responsibility as much as it is their responsibility. Maybe it's their responsibility a little bit more, but still. The most common side effects include temporary swelling, redness, and tingling. Again, who cares? People with darker skin are at a higher risk of side effects from laser and RF treatments. So I always say, talk to whoever you know you're going to, and then also do your own research. Is it okay if you're Fitzpatrick 5, that means you have darker skin, is this good for you to do? Look into it. Definitely, you always look into it. The form of RF radiation used during this procedure is similar to the type of radiation emitted from other common household devices, like we talked about, like cell phones, you know, Wi-Fi. Although the long-term effects of low-energy radiation isn't entirely known, there hasn't been any conclusive evidence at this time that suggests that RF radiation poses a health risk to people. Yay. So let's talk about melasma. This can worsen with heat, so I am concerned that using RF can cause more damage, especially if done in a doctor's office, because their devices will be much stronger. Now, if you combine microneedling with RF, you will probably be okay. As always, talk to the person treating you. Now, I think it's evident I have not used radio frequency yet, so I cannot tell you based on my experience whether it makes melasma worse or not. There's a lot of indication to suggest that it can help melasma, but again, it's emitting all this heat on your skin. And we know that heat, not just exposure to the sun, but the heat from the sun, heat from anything can actually make melasma worse. So I wonder, could it make it worse? I mean, this is definitely something I would want to talk to somebody about if I was going to get this treatment, if I was prone to melasma. I personally am not prone to melasma, but I would actually still look more into it if I was going to get this service done. I might get an at-home device. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I bought something else recently that I'll talk about another time. So I don't know. I'd like to. I mean, it sounds really interesting to me. And I like the idea what this can do versus what microcurrent can't do. It's pretty intriguing to me. Okay, so let's talk about radio frequency at home. Several companies offer home use RF therapy devices. There's evidence that at least some machines may be effective for treating sagging skin and wrinkles. A 2017 study examined the effectiveness of 6 weeks of RF treatment using a home use device for eye wrinkles. Almost all of the 33 participants saw improvements with no side effects reported. I mean, to me, that would be worth it to buy the device and see what it does, you know, what it can do for you. I do think it's, I don't know. I think this technology is really cool and it's been around for 20 years. Sometimes it takes me a minute to get around to something, especially if it's nothing I can bring into my treatment room. So it's not that I don't want to provide the knowledge, but sometimes I'm just, you know, there's so many other things for me to research that actually make sense because I do bring them into my treatment room. So sometimes things get past me, but I don't know. And I feel like there's been a lot more talk about radio frequency, especially the at-home devices. I do see them used on social media a lot, but I don't follow anybody regularly to see. And a lot of people who are using radio frequency at home and actually showing you on socials, they're using other things too. I mean, there's one person I follow and she does
whole bunch of treatments. So sometimes you're like, well, is it that, or is it the combination, or is it something else that they're using? I mean, you really have to be more exclusive and just say, this is what I'm going to use. I mean, keep using your skincare. Doesn't have to be different. But I think using several different devices, how do you really know what's working and what's not? So personally, if I was going to do this experiment, I would just stick to using radio frequency for a few weeks and then giving my opinion on whether or not I really saw a difference. So I will definitely keep you guys posted if I decide to do that. Okay, so that's it for radio frequency. So, okay, let's talk about microneedling with RF, because that definitely is a topic too. I personally, like I said, I've not worked with radio frequency, so I'm going based on what I've seen. I've seen a lot of before and after pictures. I've read a lot of articles about combining these two. And quite honestly, I don't see a huge difference combining microneedling with RF versus just microneedling. I just haven't seen that big of a difference. That doesn't mean that there's not. That's just my personal experience. Radio frequency, it can be painful. So I don't know. I don't know if it warrants the extra cost, because I feel like you're going to get those results anyways with microneedling. So that's just my opinion. Anyways, that's it. If you guys do radio frequency, if you have one at home, if you do it in your treatment room, if you've gotten it done, reach out to me. I would love to hear, you know, what your personal experience has been with it. I'm definitely curious. So please reach out to me, email me, send me a message on social media, whatever you want to do. I would be curious to see what your experience has been. All right, guys, that's it for now. I hope you have a great week and we will talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Pure Skin OC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.